Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, joined by Madison Cruz tonight. I think we can put the Cincinnati game to bed. I think we can end this game at this point, and we can move on to Orlando coming to town next week. Tomorrow night. It's been such a crazy schedule as of late. I don't even know where we're going to be tomorrow night. We're going to be at the Benz. 7:40 kickoff for Atlanta and Orlando. Let's move on. Let's talk to Bartosz Lisz and Ronnie Dyla. They spoke to the media today. Madison, you were at training. Let's play Bartosz, and then I want to get your takeaways from what he had to say to the media. Here's Bartosz Lisz speaking today.
Yes, it was a special goal for me, also for my wife. Yes, we can celebrate because my wife is pregnant, so like I said, it was a special goal, and I'm happy that I could celebrate at our stadium also with my wife at the stadium. Yeah.
You saw Orlando earlier this season and coming to the bench now. What needs to be done to get 3 points tomorrow?
Yeah, Orlando is for sure a very good team, and it's not going to be like easy game, because also we had the game 2 days ago, Orlando as well, maybe 3 days ago, but it's not the excuse that we know that Orlando is a good team. They want to play they want to have the possession, they want to play also direct to the strikers. They have very good players, individual players, so I think the most important thing is to just focus on our game and do it how it was on the Sunday in the first half, for example. And because I saw in this game that we are like compact, we are the team, we press together, we just play together, everyone fight for each other. So I think this is the most important. Of course, like in every game, the opponent also creates a situation, but you have to avoid us. Yeah, we have to just avoid too many situations like that, and that's it, I think.
I like when Bartosz speaks to the media. He doesn't enjoy it a whole lot, I don't think. We don't get to hear from him a ton, but I really like when he is speaking to the media and kind of digging into things a little bit. What else did you take away from Sleash speaking today?
Yeah, I mean, I think I completely agree with you. I always love getting to chat with Bartek. I remember chatting with him after we beat the Red Bulls back at home last season too. And just the way he approaches, I think, just the way he views the game and everything, it's very, very fun to chat with him. I think just talk about Orlando. It's a lot of just the same thing. It's just how you play your game with everything. And something Ronnie Dyla also said too is that Cincy and Orlando kind of play very similarly. So it's kind of trying to figure out like, okay, it's kind of nice you're facing an opponent that's very similar. So how do you go into this game, continue to play the way that you want to play and things that you need to improve upon heading into tomorrow's match? Because you got the 3 points, and listen, it was a great 3 points. You got the 4-2 victory. You were able to find the back of the net, which I think was the talking point for a lot of it, was finding a goal, and you were able to find them. You were able to find them on set pieces. You were able to find them in open play, and that's huge. Now it's just cleaning up some of the small things defensively with set pieces, and then also I think utilizing a little bit more of that high press and not being afraid to step up a little bit higher and not being afraid to take the extra step and go forward and win the ball back in those moments where maybe you don't have it. But I really liked what Bartek said about Orlando and just they have to play their game. And again, huge congratulations to him and his wife as well, you know, for welcoming their first kid. That's so cool. That's so awesome. So congratulations.
Yeah, it was cool to see him looking for his wife when he's on the field after scoring the goal and celebrating. You could tell he was trying to pick her out in the crowd. Very, very cool. Yeah. Let's hear from Ronnie Dyla. He spoke today as well, and here's a little bit of what he had to say.
We're talking about leadership. I see a lot better leadership also in the group now. As I said, Miggy has been outstanding to go in front. And you see Derek is very important for the team. And also Brad, when you have him like this, Clicky coming on, is very positive and also a leader type. So, and Jay growing into his role, Bartosz is talking more. So I see things that is very positive for the future.
talked about earlier this season painting a picture, and that's kind of what this is looking like. Do you think the picture is close to being done, or is this?
I think we're closer to our picture now to suit this group. I think that is. I think has been a lot of changes during now the last weeks to find the right way to play, to get the best out of every player and the best out of the group. And I think we are close to see some good patterns offensively and defensively in that way.
I loved the picture painting analogy that was used earlier this season by Ronnie Dyla. It was a very cool way to put kind of where things are. Our own for the SDH Network, Sophia Cupertino, wrote an article about that perfect picture and what Ronnie is kind of looking for. So a cool callback to that. Where do you feel like this team is in creating that picture from what we saw on Saturday and what we hope to see tomorrow against Orlando?
I think it's exactly what Ronnie said. You know, it's you're getting really close to it, and especially with the team that you have and how this team wants to play and what pieces and what things you need to move around to make it work. It's soccer so much like a chess game because you're trying to figure out, okay, this piece fits here, but this piece might not fit this one. So how do then I utilize this? Like, what can I do to get the best out of every single player? And I think you found that in the last game and in the game before. I think the formation that you have suits every single player out there, because it allows for things to go forward. And even too, you're noticing things that I think are brand new. Like we've talked about it. The Jay Fortune and Alexi Maranchuk duo is incredible. It's something I don't think I would have ever thought of. And you watch it on the field and it's like, whoa, okay, like, let's go. This is awesome. And I think they bounce off of each other very nicely. And I think you have the midfielder also back with the back line too, kind of holding things down with Bartosz Sliszcz as well as Tristan Moyumba, as well in the last game as well, not the Cincy game, but the game before as well. You have that, you got that holding midfielder too, kind of holding things down, being kind of the last line of defense before you get to the back line and helping out in those moments. But even too, I think with Bartek as well, you know, I noticed it too when Ronnie Dyla talked about the leadership, him commanding the space, pointing things out, getting things forward, talking, getting things going. And it's something Bartek even talked about too. You know, he even said too, he wants to get better in this game too, because he didn't feel like he had the best performance, which I thought it was a phenomenal performance from Bartek, especially just the way he commanded the space and watching him dictate where he needed to go and where he needed to pick the pass and talking to everybody. And I think you saw that from not only him, but every player out there. And it's piggyback off the first question I asked Ronnie. There was a moment, we talked about it already during when Haglund was injured and he was getting treated. There was a moment I watched as Brad Guzan went over to the technical area to get some instructions or to chat for a second. Then there was a huddle there. And I asked Ronnie Dyla about that, and he didn't remember it at the time because it was in the middle of a game. The game was a little bit ago, so it makes sense that, you know, you wouldn't remember the things at the moment. But
Ronnie goes straight to the next game pretty fast.
And that's absolutely fair. You have to just focus on the next thing. But he went into the leadership talk, and I really enjoyed hearing that, especially the players who are stepping up in the moments, because it's not just one leader. It's not just Brad. It's not just the veterans. It's everyone. It is Miguel Almiron who is taking a big step. And I thought, even though, you know, you didn't see an assist or a goal with him last on Sunday, I thought he played brilliantly with what he was able to do in the moments, just being in those moments, kind of picking the spots where he needed to go. I thought it was a very good, underrated performance. I don't think anyone's talking about, but I thought he played brilliantly. And I also saw him being leadership moments on the field. Jay had moments there too. Derek had huge moments as well. You're seeing that from everybody. And I think that's what it is. It's a collective. It's not just one person. It's everyone. There's 11 people on the field. You got to work together. And sometimes it takes one person and one player to step up to one moment and then another player to the other. And I think the picture is coming together and I think you're seeing it. I don't think it's completely done yet. I think you have, I don't want to say a rough draft, but I'll almost say you have a first or second draft of what this painting can be. And I think you need a couple more strokes, a couple more colors to fill in here and there to make it a little bit better. But I think you have a really, really solid first, second draft on your hands with this team. And I'm really excited to see it on Wednesday. I'm really, really excited to see it up against Orlando.
See, here's the thing about a painting. I'm going to go to the second part of what Ronnie talked about when he brought this up. I think it was back in April that he mentioned it. We've focused a lot on the first part. The second part, I think, is even more important. I think it's what we're seeing play out right now. He said, when a wrong color is, and he implied, added to the painting, go in and adjust it. Add something else.
Yeah.
That's painting. Like, I think, you know, when we're writing, you can erase stuff. You can go back and cut it out. You can get AI to help you with it. You can do all that stuff now. When you're painting and you've got the brushes out and you've got the paint out and you might have a line that gets a little haywire, you might have a color that doesn't quite match what you had in your head, or it hits another color and it kind of comes out funky. Okay, you have to then go and adjust and make something new out of it. And I think the midfield that we're seeing right now from Atlanta United is part of that. I think Miguel Almiron, in the position that he's in, is part of that. I think you're seeing Ronny Dyla adjust in real time to what maybe you could see as a wrong color, or maybe a not quite the right color he thought it would be at the beginning. Cool, tweak it, change it. It can still end up being a beautiful picture. And that's where I think Atlanta United is right now, in the adjustment phase, trying to match the initial vision with the adjustments that have happened over time. You know, maybe arm got a little bit of a cramp and the stroke didn't quite come out the way that you thought. Okay, you can still make it all work in the end. And that's where you are. You're not quite halfway through yet. The painting's still coming together. But yeah, I'm with you. I think you have a pretty good idea of what it's going to look like in the end now. And it might not be exactly what you thought it was going to look like at the beginning. It can still be a very pretty picture. And I think that's where Atlanta United is right now. Tomorrow night, hosting Orlando City, 7:40 kickoff. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:30. Abe Gordon and somebody that's also on the show, not me, that would be her, Madison, is with Abe. And there will be a match day mixtape, and it sounds like there might be a theme to it. You're just going to have to listen to find out.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to tease too much, but no. You know Orlando. You know what's in Orlando.
There's stuff there. There's That's things all I'll say. In
you
Orlando. Little,
you make me a mouse. Let's just say that.
Possible. Anything can happen in the match day mixtape. That's tomorrow. That'll be at the last segment of the pregame show. We'll have Garth Lagerwey as well joining Mike Conti and I about midway through. So right about 6:55, right before 7 o'clock, Garth will join us in the booth, and we'll see what his reaction is to Sunday night's big win against Cincinnati. So we've talked a lot about Atlanta United. We haven't gotten into like half of the things that are on the rundown. We have the 3-4-3 coming up next. It's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make us smile about the game. And we might be making it up as we go. Coming up right after this on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.